This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This item today from the Marketplace desk of correlation is not causation, except maybe sometimes it is. Bank of America said today it's going to bump its minimum wage for hourly workers. Starting May the 1st, B of A is going to pay $2 an hour more, $17, a $20 an hour minimum wage in a couple of years. And there have been minimum wage increases elsewhere lately as well. Amazon's at $15, Costco the same. Target just announced it's going to $13, a couple of more next year. Federal minimum wage, by the way, $7.25 an hour. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman looked into what's going on here, and it comes with this three-word hint, and therein lies the correlation causation thing. Here's the three words: tight labor market. Here's Mitchell.
Bank of America is setting a high bar, higher than leading big box retailers, way higher than the federal minimum wage. Daniel Zhao at jobsite Glassdoor says bank tellers are making 6.2% more than a year ago.
Bank tellers are not just distributing cash or things that an ATM could do. Banks are realizing that they actually do need tellers. They need humans to interact with their customers.
10 years into the economic recovery, says Nick Bunker at Indeed.com, competition for workers is fierce.
There's fewer and fewer unemployed workers and workers out of the labor force who would want work. So employers are needing to increasingly bid up wages.
Just check out these annual increases in the Glassdoor survey. Cashier up 5.5%. Bartender, like Mike Murray, up 13.5%.
Back in October of 2017, I started out at 12 an hour plus tips. By the middle of last year, I was at 17 an hour plus tips.
Murray's 30. He pours drinks and manages a popular brew pub in the Seattle area. He graduated college into the Great Recession. Things have gotten better.
There's more demand for skilled people who will stay around, so that gives me a lot of leverage.
Small businesses are on the losing end of that equation, says Ann Petrick at Vistage, a business advisory firm.
We're hearing a lot of CEOs saying they have challenges with even getting people to show up for the first day of employment.
Employers that can't afford $17 or $20 an hour, they're offering perks, tuition reimbursement, or training to get workers to stick around. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.